Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, podcast family. This is a Hodge to Hodge production with co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. This is Nurse Carmen, and again, we welcome you and thank you for tuning in. Next, we will be having a conversation with a messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and thank you all once again for coming out tonight and taking time to hear a word. I titled this podcast about love, and I'm speaking tonight on a agape love, a love that we have failed to truly understand. And that love was so great that God when we were created, he created us that we never die. Life is eternal. You are immortal. And once you come to understand who you are, then you will begin to understand and accept what it is that I'm saying. You never die. You simply change form. You didn't even have to do that. You decided to do that. God didn't. God made your bodies that they would last forever. Do you really think the best God could do could come up with was a body that could make it 67, maybe 80 years before falling apart? Do you imagine that's the limit of God's ability? God designed your magnificent bodies to last forever. And the earliest of you did live in the body, virtually pain-free and without fear of what you now call death. In religious mythologies, you symbol your cellular memory of these first versions of humans by calling them Adam and Eve. Actually, of course, there were more than two. At the outset, the idea was for your wonderful souls to have a chance to know yourselves as who you really are, and through experience gained in the physical body, in the relative world, as I've explained numerous times on this podcast. Now, this was done through the slowing down of the unfathomable speed of all vibrations through form to produce matter, including that matter you call the physical body. Life evolved through a series of steps in the blink of an eye that you now call billions of years. And in this holy instance came you out of the sea, the water of life, onto the land, and into what the form you now hold. Then people say, well, is this evolution? But I find it amusing, a source of continued amusement, actually, that humans have such a need to break everything down into right or wrong. It never occurs to you that you made these labels up to help you define the material and yourself. It never occurred to you, except someone with the finest minds, that a thing could be both right and wrong, that only in the relative world are things one or the other. In the world of the absolute of time and no time, all things there is no male and female. There is no before and after. There is no fast and slow, here and there, up and down, left and right, and no right and wrong. Astronauts and cosmonauts had gained a sense of this. They imagined themselves to be rocketing upward to get into outer space, only to find when they got there that they were looking up at the Earth. Or were they? Maybe they were looking down at the Earth. But then, where was the sun? Up, down? No. Over there, to the left. So now suddenly a thing was neither up nor down. It was sideways. And all definitions just disappeared. So it is in God's world. The world of the real realm. All definitions disappear, render it difficult to even talk about this realm in definite terms. Religion is your attempt to speak of the unspeakable. It does not do a very good job. So, no, evolutionaries are not right. God created all of this in the blink of an eye, in one holy instance. Just as the creationists have said, and it came about through a process of evolution taking billions and billions of years of what you call years, just as the evolutionaries claim. They are both right. As the cosmonauts discovered, it all depends on how you look at it. But the real question is, only holy instant billions of years, what's the difference? Can you simply agree that on some of the questions of life, the mystery is too great for even us to solve? Why not hold these mysteries as sacred? Why not allow the sacred to be sacred and leave it alone? But you already know, because I've told you. Yet, you don't know, you don't want to know the truth. You want to know the truth as you understand it. This is the greatest barrier to your enlightenment. You already know the truth. You think you already understand how it is. So you agree with everything you see or hear or read that falls into the paradigm of your understanding and reject everything which does not. And this you call learning. This you call being open to the teachings. You can never be open to the teachings so long as you are closed to everything save your own truth. Thus, you will call this podcast blaspheming, the works of a devil by some. Yet, those who have ears to hear, let them hear. I tell you this, you were not meant to ever die. Your physical form was created as a magnificent convenience, a wonderful tool, a glorious vehicle allowing you to experience the reality you have created with your minds, that you may know the self you have created in your soul. The soul conceives, the mind creates, the body experiences. The circle is complete. The soul then knows itself in its own experience. If it does not like what it is experiencing, feelings, or wishes, a different experience for any reason, it simply conceives of a new experience of self and quite literally changes its mind. Soon the body finds itself in a new experience. I am the resurrection and the life. What a magnificent example of this. How do you think Jesus did it anyway? Or do you not believe it ever happened? Believe it? It happened. Yet, this much is so. The soul will never override the body or the mind. God made you as a three-in-one being. You are three beings in one, made in the image and likeness of God. The three aspects of self are in no wise unequal to each other. Each has a function, but no function is greater than the other. Nor does any function actually precede the other. All are interrelated in an exactly equal way. Conceive, create, experience. What you conceive, you create. What you create, what you experience, you conceive. This is why it is said, if you can cause your body to experience something, take abundance, for example. You will soon have the feeling of it in your soul, which will conceive of itself in a new way, namely abundance, thus presenting your mind with a new thought about that. From the new thought springs more experience, and the body begins living a new reality as a permanent state of being. I'm just going to say that one more time for us, because I use money as an example, but this goes to so many different things. It even goes to health. Conceive, create, experience. And as some of my listeners on today, if you really start to think about it, you conceive the fact in your mind that I'm feeling better. And then you start experiencing it. But our problem is we start experiencing it, and then we kind of let go of it. And we go back to something else, and then we start feeling different things again. And so it's important for us to understand. This is why Brother Paul said we have to renew our minds. Your mind, your body, your mind, and your soul, the spirit, are one. In this, you are a microcosm of God, the divine all, the holy everything, the sum and the substance. You see how God in the beginning is the beginning and the end of everything, the Alpha and the Omega. Now, I will explain to you the ultimate mystery, your exact and true relationship to God. You are God's body. As your body is to your mind and soul, so to you are you to God's mind and soul. Therefore, everything God experiences it through you. Just as your body, mind, and spirit are one, so too are God's. So it is that Jesus of Nazareth, among the many who understood this mystery, spoke immutable truths when they said, I and the Father are one. Now, I will tell you, there are even larger truths than this to which you will one day become privy. For even as you are the body of God, God is the body of another. So I know right quick, you said, well, you mean that we're not talking about God? Yes, we're talking about God as you now understand God. God is the goddess as you now comprehend her. God is the conceiver and the creator of everything you now know and experience. And you are God's children, even as God is the child of another. I'm telling you that your perception of ultimate reality is more limited than you thought. And that truth is more unlimited than you can imagine. I am giving you an ever so small glimpse of infinity. An infinite love as a much larger glimpse, and you could not hold it in your reality. You can barely hold this. I have told you, if you conceive of God as your creator and master, even as you are the creator and master of your own body, as God of your understanding, and you are talking with God, you are talking with God. You have been talking with God. You are now trying to do the impossible, which is to speak of the unspeakable. As I've said, that is what religion seeks to do. Let me see if I can find a way to summarize this. Forever is longer than you know. Eternal is longer than forever. God is more than you imagine. God is the energy you call imagination. God is creation. God is first thought. And God is last experience. And God is everything in between. Have you ever looked down a high-powered microscope or seen pictures or movies of molecule actions and say, good heavens, there's a whole universe down there. And to that universe, I know the now present observer must feel like God. Have you ever said that or had that kind of experience? The smallest part of the universe you can imagine. Imagine this tiny, tiny particle of matter. Now cut it in half. What have you got? Two smaller halves. All right, you cut that in half again. What do you got? Two smaller halves and two smaller halves. And so what you see is it never ceased to exist. You can never completely destroy it. All you can do is change its form. I tell you, you have just learned the secret of all of life and see it into infinity. Now I have to ask a question to ask you. What makes you think infinity goes only one way? There is no up or down, but I understand your meaning. Okay, perhaps all of it is God and there is nothing else. I tell you this, God is that God is. And therefore, you are that you are. You cannot be. You can change form all you wish, but you cannot fail to be. Yet you can fail to know who you are, and in this failing, experience only the half of it. And that would be hell. Exactly. Yet you are not condemned to it. You are not regulated to it forever. All that it takes to get out of hell, to get out of not knowing, is to know again. There are many ways and many places, dimensions in which you can do this. You are in one of those dimensions now. It is called, in your understanding, the third dimension. And then you might say, then how many more are there? Have I not told you that in God's kingdom there are many mansions, which I have not told you if it were not so? Then there is no hell, not really. I mean, there is no place or dimensions in which we are everlasting in them. What would be the purpose of that? Yet you are always willing, always limited by your knowledge, knowing this, for you, we are self-created beings. You cannot be what you do not know yourself to be. This is why you have been given this life, so that you might know yourself in your own experience. Then you can conceive of yourself as who you really are. And create yourself as that in your experience, and the circle is again complete, only bigger. And so you are in the process of growing. Even as we have put this podcast together, you are in the process of growing. There is no limit to what you can become. Until you do, you cannot remember the triangle. The Holy Trinity, the spirit, mind, body, conceive, create, experience. Remember, use your symbology. Inspiration, conceive. Father, parent, creative son, offspring, experience. The son experience the creation of the father thoughts, which is conceived of by the Holy Ghost. Can you conceive of yourself as one day being God? I tell you this, you are already a God. You simply do not know it. Have it not been written, you are gods? Gods. And it's important for us to understand that and take it in the sense of which I'm giving it. I'm not giving it for somebody. Remember, God is unity. It's unity. So for you to step out there thinking that you, as they would say, God by yourself, no, that's not how it works. That is not how it works, but you must know, and then for you to grow and for you to experience your life the way it should be, you have to take the shackles off of your mind and understand. Read the good book. Read and hear what it is that people are saying, but you must go within. You must go within so that you might be able to truly understand who you are. So we look in the mirror. We say that, no, this is me. I'm Ron. That's who I am. That is just part of who I am. I am part of the body of God. In order for God to know itself experientially, it needed a body. Now, we are all familiar with that saying, prepare me a body. That's what God did. He prepared this body. The same way he prepared the body for Jesus. He prepared your body. Now, you might think because you didn't do the things that Jesus did, that that's not so. But I'm here to tell you, the only reason you didn't do the things that Jesus did is because you don't know that you can. Jesus knew it. I just real quickly, I'm just going to touch on this a little bit, and then we're going to close out the podcast. But sometimes people feel psychic. Is there such a thing as being a psychic? Are people who claim to be psychic trafficking with the devil? But I'm here to tell you, yes, there is such a thing as being psychic. And you are that. Everyone is that. There is not a person who does not have what you call psychic abilities. There are only people who do not use it. Using psychic ability is nothing more than using your sixth sense. Obviously, this is not trafficking with the devil, or God would not have given this sense to you. And of course, there is no devil from which to traffic. Someday, perhaps in another podcast, I'll explain to you exactly how psychic energy and psychic ability works. But we all have that ability. And if we all think about it, we've used it. Some of us more than others, but we've used it. So I don't want to hold you long. I don't have my co-producer here today that want to ask some questions, and I know my other listeners just want to listen in and stuff, but I just wanted to share that with you to let you know just who you are. And I'll keep preaching this until I can't preach it any longer. But you are part of the body of God. You are special.
Amen.
And until you realize it, you can't be. But you've got to know it for yourself. And I say it because it's been so many instances where we've proven God-like characters, God-like characteristics. When you care about others other than yourself, for no reason, just to care about them. That is the godlike characteristic that we all have. So it's important for us to understand and accept. So as we begin to close out with my lovely mother, I've got to come down. I got to meet up with her so I can get another song from her. I think she got another song in her. Mother, we got another song in you that we might be able to produce. Mother ain't talking at all.
Hello.
Mother?
Yes.
Hey, I said we got another song from you. We got another song we're gonna produce. Okay.
Always.
Okay. So as we get ready to end this podcast, I do thank you for tuning in. I pray that something was said. But if you take nothing from this, please understand who you are and whose you are. When you come to understand that, you will see things from a much better light. You'll be able to deal with so much stuff that is to weigh you down now. It won't have that effect on you. So as I say goodnight to each and every one, and just remember who and whose you are. I love you all.
Amen.
And until Thursday, stay strong and go within so that you don't go without. Good night, everyone.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.